Counsel regarding little companies. The substance of her message at Bowinkle, Mrs. White reported in the review. Let these little companies who seldom have preaching, cling more firmly to Jesus. Let them settle this point first of all, that they are willing to walk in the narrow, cross-bearing path where Jesus has traveled before them. Then let them appropriate to themselves God's promises of divine guidance. With these precious promises we need not be discouraged. God is not ignorant of the trials and the temptations of any one of His dear children, and if they cherish love and peace and harmony in their midst, how pleasing is this to Jesus. He prayed to His Father that His disciples might be one as He was one with the Father. Now if every one, whatever may be the surroundings, whatever the circumstances, will labor to answer the prayer of Christ in their feelings, and their words, and their actions toward each other, then they will be cooperating with the Lord Jesus in His work, and all heaven will rejoice. September 27, 1887. Sister White understood the large potential of a little company of believers, such as the one in Bowinkle, in sharing their faith. Did she perhaps view the expansion and dimension of the future work in Germany? Its substantial growth in the years that followed? What great good a very few may do if they are wholly united in Christ, they are channels of light to the world, she wrote hopefully. In conclusion, she admonished. Let each individual member of the church feel that he is responsible in a large measure for the strength and prosperity of the church. While you do to the very utmost of your ability, God will as surely do His part, giving you divine enlightenment. God will work, and you must work to the same end to accomplish the same purpose, as faithful soldiers of an army work in harmony with the plans and purposes of their officers. Our will must be surrendered to the will of God. These churches that are small may be living, healthy, strong churches. I shall never forget this little company and the pleasant associations we have had with them in the worship of God. I should have been pleased to speak to these precious souls directly, but I am thankful that I had the privilege of speaking to them through an interpreter. A Paul may plant, and Apollos may water, but God gives the increase. Ibid.